Senate Committee on Business and Transportation for Wednesday, March 18th. We got three work sessions today, and because the chair isn't feeling very good, hopefully we'll be able to move through these rather quickly. We'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 479, and Mr. Stenbridge, you might remind us.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 479, you heard last week, it authorizes contracting agencies subject to the Public Contracting Code to give preference in awarding public contracts to disabled veterans. It prohibits discrimination against subcontractors owned by disabled veterans or employing disabled veterans. You have the Dash 1 Amendment, which adds an emergency clause, and I would point out that this authorizes the preference. Doesn't require the preference.
And we have Diane,
who is it?
Lancaster.
Lancaster. Diane, if you have any comment on this bill, please come forward.
Thank you, sir.
479.
Senator Metzger, members of the committee, first of all, I'm sorry the chair is not feeling well today.
That's how it goes. It was my turn. I've waited 2 months to catch everybody else's.
For the record, my name is Diane Lancaster, and I'm the Chief Procurement Officer for the State Procurement Office at the Department of Administrative Services. We wanted to simply make the comment that while we certainly understand the nature of the bill and the need for it, we wanted to just make the committee aware that the Dash 1 Amendment, we would have some administrative rulemaking contract forms development, certain pieces of administrative work we would need to do, and just so the committee knows that this would happen, it would have to happen after the emergency signature was affixed, and that was the only thing I wanted to let the committee be aware of. And our main concern was that we would not disappoint disabled veteran-owned businesses in having to make that happen.
So you would, if you felt there were rules need to be dealt, you would probably just do temporary rules as you went through a regular rulemaking process?
Yes, Senator. We would do that. We would establish some emergency temporary rules and do what we needed to do to put the bill into effect as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions for Ms. Lancaster at all? Okay. We have an emergency clause Dash 1 Amendment to 479.
Mr. Chair, we move the Dash 1 Amendment to Senate Bill 479.
Senator Starr has moved the Dash 1 Amendment to Senate Bill 479. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator George.
I'm going to vote no on the emergency clause, but I'll vote yes on the bill.
Okay. Any other objections? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the bill as amended to Senate floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved Senate Bill 479 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Any objection? So ordered. See, I have my name on it, so I guess I'll carry it. Put up work session on Senate Bill 469. Mr. Stenbridge.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 469 exempts individuals 16 years of age and younger from requirements to obtain business license.
Okay, this is Senator Atkinson's legislation of the session there. Take care of our 11-8 folks. We held the bill for a little bit in case we had some concerns from anyone. We should have in your packet, colleagues, a letter from the Bureau of Labor and Industries simply clarifying that the child labor law, and they understand that the bill does not have any impact on those that have public health, safety, or welfare, and they would apply that meaning that the child labor law, so they seem comfortable with that. And of course, just a reminder, the bill also doesn't talk about employees. It talks about someone under 17 actually being the proprietor and not actually being put to work by anybody else. So if it be your wish.
And, Mr. Chairman, did you mention that we do have a fiscal
statement? Oh, and we have a fiscal. And we do have a fiscal statement issued
on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 469 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Senator Starr has moved Senate Bill 469 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Objection? So ordered. We'll have Senator Atkinson carry that. Open up a work session on Senate Bill 639. Mr. Stenbridge.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this is the Oregon Wheat Commission measure. It changes the membership composition, authorizes Wheat Commission to create up to two additional voting members on the commission for representatives of the wheat industry, to appoint an independent contractor as an administrator, to eliminate the public membership position. You have the Dash 4 amendment, which combines the Dash 2 with the Dash 3. You adopted the Dash 2 and the Dash 3 in your last session, and then we have the no expenditure statement on the Dash 4. Let's see, procedure-wise.
Yeah, what should we do here? Should we undo the 2 and 3?
I think you can undo the 2 and 3 and do the 4. That would make it simplest, yes.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
I move that we, what do we do? Do we need to just make a
motion? Probably suspend the rules to reconsider the action.
Chair, I move that we suspend the rules to reconsider the action by which we amended Senate Bill 639.
Senator Starr has moved that we suspend the rules so that we may take action to reconsider the amendments that we applied to Senate Bill 639. Any objection? So ordered. So the bill is back before us.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Starr.
I move that we rescind the Dash 1 and Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 639. Is that right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Dash 1 through 3, wasn't it? Or was it just 2
It was the 2 and the 3 that you had adopted.
Okay.
Dash
2 and the Dash 3 amendments.
Okay.
Rescind
Senator Starr has moved that we rescind the Dash 2 and Dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 639. Any objection? So ordered. All right.
And then we have the
Dash 4 now.
Bill's back at 4 of us in its original condition. Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 4 amendments to Senate Bill 639.
Senator Starr has moved the Dash 4 amendment to Senate Bill 639. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the bill as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Starr has moved Senate Bill 639 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended by the Dash 4. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And Senator Berger, you asked to carry that bill. It is yours. Mr. Stembridge, tomorrow we had a change in plans from a few days ago.
Yes, I have no idea what we have tomorrow. Maybe Aaron will remember what we have tomorrow.
Well, check your calendars. We were going to hear the Columbia River crossing, but that bill still needs some more work.
We have three hearings. I remember a little bit now, but we have three hearings on motor vehicle violations.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else to come before the committee, then we're adjourned.
All right.